We'll talk a little bit about the next two psukim. Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk He. So here Shlomo HaMelech uses a lashon, Lo seis lipsoim olma, l'na'al da'as u'mezima. He's talking about the chokhmah that they'll get from learning what we're discussing in Mishlei. He calls a group psoim and a na'al. Usually, you know, we think of a pasi as a fool, right? Psoim. It's a way of saying a fool, like a shaita. That's the way we envision. A pasi, the guy doesn't understand, right? That's how we understand the concept. But if you look closely, Shlomo HaMelech's words over here, he says, he compares a pasi to a nar. Law says, l'psoim olma, to give shrewdness to a pasi, and l'nar, to give a youngster, das u'mezima. Das means seichel, mezima means a plan. You'll remember from Maseches Makis, kasho zomam la'aso yislochet, fasisem loy, you do to the Edim, kasho zomam, like he planned, kasho zomam la'aso yislochet. So that's what this word is. Mizima. So clearly, what we see over here is that a pasi does not mean somebody who's a fool. In fact, we use a lashon, we say it in the davening on Shabbos, that pikud Hashem yishorim esam chayvav, and we also say that it's nemono machkimas pasi. Right? Now what does that mean? It doesn't mean it gives a fool wisdom, because wisdom is something you're born with. Right? Wisdom is something you're born with. In fact, the Gemara says in Nida, before a child is born, it's decreed upon that vlad what he's going to be. Meaning as far as his mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, will make his own decisions. But what his strengths are, natural strengths, that's decreed on a person before they're born. Chocham, a tipish, gibor, a chosh, there are certain underlying characteristics Hashem creates you one way or the other. But a pasi is not like that. The Mashmois here is that a pasi is somebody who just doesn't have experience. Like a nar. Young person is inexperienced. Right? Doesn't mean that they don't have potential of wisdom. They do. So when Shlomo HaMelech over here says that it gives, his lashon is that it gives l'psoim olma, gives them shrewdness, what he's really saying is that through the Torah, you can familiarize yourself with life. That means there's two ways to experience life. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that you have a chiyuv to get up for a zokin, for an older person. Older person also stands for zeh shekana chochma, somebody who zeh kana chochma. So the Gemara says that even a zokan ha-shamoy, even a zokan ha-amoy, even a goy, an elder individual, even if they're not specifically Jews or whatever, you stand up for their experience, right? The Gemara says, kama hidavi overala, you probably remember that from Kiddusha. They had experience, which means that experience is also chokhmah, right? Experience is chokhmah. That's the metzias. Experiencing something is chokhmah, because now I know from what I experience, unless you're a total fool, that you experience something and you see it's stupid and you keep on doing it. So that's tam. That's taka a tipish, right? But anybody, experience gives you that mila. So what is Torah? Shlomo HaMelech is saying that Torah has the mila. Even somebody who's inexperienced, it gives them that. It's mashlim that. And taka, one of the pirushim of the Malbim, he says that pasi is somebody who doesn't have nisoyon chayim, doesn't have an experience in life, and the Torah goes and gives him that experience. But then Shlomo HaMelech continues, and he says yishma chocham v'yosef lekach, meaning don't think it's only the Torah here that Shlomo HaMelech is sharing with us is only for somebody who's inexperienced. The opposite, yishma chocham, a A chacham will get more. It'll be Yosef like Ach, he'll get more wisdom. So what's behind what's going on here? So I'll tell you what I think is behind, what's the deep meaning behind what Shlomo Melech is telling us. When Yosef HaTzadik interprets the Pari his dream, so the Pasuk says that Pari told Yosef, Achrei Yodia L'chol L'kimes Kol Zois, now that Hashem has told you this, Ein Novin V'chachon Kumoich, there's nobody as smart as you. I'm sure everyone remembers that Pasuk. It's in Parshas Miketz. Pari tells Yosef, now that Hashem told you, Ein Novin V'chachon Kumoich. Now why does Pari use that description? Now that Hashem told you? Because really, Yosef HaTzadik told Pari, Bilodoy, it's not me. Pari wanted to give him credit. Pari said, I heard you're big, you're smart. Tishma Chaloyim Liftaroy said, you hear a dream, you could right away interpret it. Yosef says, not true. Bilodoy, I don't have the wisdom. Elikim Yanish like Pari. That's what Yosef tells Pari. Hashem interprets dream. So basically, Yosef said, it's not me. So Pari buys into that. Pari tells Yosef, it's true. Achrei Yodia L'chol L'kimis Kol Zois. Taka came from Hashem. But Lamaisa, Ein Novin V'chochem Kamoicha, there's nobody as smart as you. So the obvious question is, what do you mean? If Hashem told him, he's not so smart. What does Pari mean when Pari says, Achrei Yodia L'chol L'kimis Kol Zois, Ein Novin, what does he mean by that? So years ago, I heard a pshat Hashem the Briskerov. But to me, it was very difficult to understand the Briskerov. I'll tell you what I heard. The Briskerov said that the Rambam brings down one of the conditions of Nevuah. In order to get Nevuah, one of the conditions, you have to be a Chacham. That's one of the conditions. Hashem doesn't give Nevuah stam. You have to be a Gibor, you have to be an Asher Samech Pachokai. You have to also be a Chacham. So the Briskerov said, you know, all of Pari's interpreters, they gave him different explanations in the dream. He didn't buy into any of them. You're going to have seven daughters, they're all going to die, whatever. He didn't buy any of the interpretations. When Yosef told him, he realized, oh, that's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like this. Since you're the only one that was zeichet to Nevuah, and none of my other interpreters had Nevuah, it must be that you're a Chacham. That's what the Briskerov said. It must be you have wisdom. Because if my other interpreters had wisdom, why didn't they have the Nevuah? So that, the way the Briskerov read it is, Achrei Yodia L'chol L'kimis Kol Zois, now that Hashem told it to you and not to them, Ein Novin V'chochem Kumoich. So what's my kasha on the Briskerov? Shimon, what's my kasha? Have a posh at the kasha. Does a Novi have to be the smartest person in the world? No. Just like they don't have to be the richest person in the world. They don't have to be the Muslim. There are certain qualifications you need for Nevuah. Yosef obviously was a Chacham. Because that I understand. That I understand. If the Briskerov would say, now that Hashem gave Yosef the Nevuah, we know he's a Chacham. Because one of the conditions for Nevuah, you have to be a Chacham. I get it. But you don't have to be the biggest Chacham. You have to be a Chacham. So could be Pari's advisors, they were bigger chachamim than Yosef. But they were menuvah. They didn't have the other conditions you need for nevuah. What's the raya? The fact that only Yosef got the nevuah, that he's the smartest. There's no raya to that. I don't think there's any mocker. I don't think there's any mocker that throughout ages the Novi had to be the smartest person. The Rambam is just saying, one of the conditions is you have to be a chacham. You need to be a Chacham. To be a Novi, you have to be a Chacham. So that's what bothered me with the Briskerov. So I came up with another idea, another pshat. And the pshat is like this. Could be. I don't want to say it's like it. It could be. That today everybody knows there's search engines for Divrei Chol, for Divrei Kodesh. Somebody wants a topic they have. I don't use this. I know they have this... you have the Bar-Ilan, search engine, or you have what they call Google, right? So, a total fool, right? When I was growing up, you had people, geniuses. They knew every person's birthday, every president in history's birthday, exactly when they... Those were the nerdy, you know, that type of personality that knew. The Yenishnit. Lamaisa today, there's a simple thing. It's called Google. This guy goes to Google, puts in President Adams, and he gives you the Gansa Maisa, the Gansa history. This kid's genius. He went to the The other guy went to Bar Ilan and he found out. How many times? It used to be Avol Lagon. Avol Lagon tells you how many times it says Abaya in Shas. Now a guy goes to Bar Ilan or whatever is it. How many times did Abaya? Boom. It's not always right, like I told you, if you remember. The computer could make a mistake. The Goyen is a lot better than a computer. Well, a computer's pretty good. It's interesting they had the Goyen in Israel. Made a cheshbon, how many times it says Moshe in the Torah? The Maaser Keach, there's a Degel Chamuda, there's Rishonim already talk about the cheshbon. And they all came up with different cheshbonis. Lamaisa, the Maaser Keach came out with the biggest amount of times that it says Moshe in the Torah. Somebody, you know, a couple of years ago, did a computer search. Came out, there were two more times. So he writes a whole write-up that, you know, the Maaser Keach says like this, but I got a special computer program. And it actually says it two more times, Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. Anyway, they searched, they found out that one of the places was Shomer Kobal Masha Yodai. So the computer thought that was Moshe. And Im Yimat Abayis Mi Yais Mi Seh. Talking about a sheep, not Moshe Rabbeinu. So it turned out that actually the Maaser Keach is better than the computer. Right? And I've been saying this for years. I've been saying that a human being has a certain maila over a computer. Halacha for sure. Halacha for sure. When they first came out with the computer checks on mezuzahs and sefer Torah, people asked me if they're mechuyev. So you're not mechuyev. Then it was very expensive. Now it's standard. It was very expensive when they first started. So you're not mechuyev. It's a nice thing. Why not? I said, well, I want to tell you something. If you only did a computer, not a sefer, that's no good. Because a sefer, the Eibishter was machshir a sefer. And a record, a person can make a mistake. You could say, well, the computer statistically makes a mistake. Only 1%. And a human error is a chveis 15%, let's say. Doesn't matter. That 15%, the Torah was machsher. That's a record. That's a human being. The Torah was machsher. Torah was machsher, a mistake from the computer alone. So I hold that you should have a bedikah of a human being. Then you think of a computer, beautiful. On top of that. So I gave this shir. Mamish, 3 weeks later, I read a story in Eretz Yisrael. I read a story that happened in Eretz Yisrael. The guy came to Chasana. Guy's reading a ksube. Not a Chasana. Right? It says, Pliny ben Pliny, Omer la'ad besulta, Havali le'intu kedas Moshe v'yechanan. Moshe v'yechanan. So everybody's, you know, called out Moshe v'Yisrael. Moshe v'Yechanan. Anyway, they go over to the Masada Kedushin. What's going on? They read it. It turns out, the Ksuba said, Havali le'intu kedas Moshe v'Yechanan. What a crazy story. You know what happened? This was a computerized Ksuba. And whoever did it the first time, right, the Chosson's name was Yisrael. So they put into the computer that this chosson, his name is Yochanan. So every time it says Yisrael, they should replace it with Yochanan. But they forgot to write that except for Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So it's the computer that's not kunsim. Kedas Moshe v'Yochanan. Anyway, so Lamais, the computer is a chosson. It's the Vilna Goyen. Right? But the fact is that there's two ways to get information. One is to toil and toil and toil, and the other way is, if somebody has so today they have what they call the computer advantage, right? Where, now again, I'm not suggesting anybody, first of all, general, but for sure not, you should get your information from Google. the worst people in the world that I deal with, Nebuch, not the bad people, but the worst situations I deal with, people have a medical situation, and they Google their medical. Rahman al-Islam. First of all, Google has every crazy scenario. So if you have severe headaches, put into Google, you have three brain tumors, chas v'shalom. Then they call me for broch on their brain tumor. So they take aspirin. But that's Google. Google anything. You have indigestion, you're having three heart attacks. You know, it's mishuge. You know what I mean? You find that you forgot where you put the keys, you have a heart in the arteries, you're losing your mind. It doesn't us. Doesn't it see us. So it's not good necessarily to get your information that way. But I'm giving you a dogma that there's a way to get knowledge by you know, developing it, and there's a way to get knowledge. You have a shortcut. Happens to be that the Torah HaKadosh is a shortcut to know everything about life. It's impossible for somebody to experience everything in life. It's not shaykh. But the Torah has in it all the chokhmas. The Torah has in it all anhogas habriya. The Torah has in it anhogas of people, people's nature, people's emotions. Everything is in the Torah. Just a matter of finding it. I told you guys, I saw a medrash years ago that the heart of a human being, because Adam Rishon was created from all the behemoths of the world. All the behemoths. And it's, you know, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam Rishon. That's the famous Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that that's why if a person doesn't have the Torah, they have in them the nature of all the behemoths in the world. But don't kid yourself. You have tremendous potential, and you have other places that you can end up. Rabbi Yochanan says it shouldn't be surprising if you see a person is a serial killer. Nebuchadnezzar, some people mishigoyim, they're evil, they're viciousness. Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? Go to the jungle. You don't see serial killers. I mean, the animal goes kills if it's hungry. So Bukhara said, no, the human being is made from every higher law. Just we have a Torah, we have ways to channel it. But Be'etzem, so there's a medrash that says that the tzinor of the heart, the actual valves coming out of the heart, one says came from a chazir, and one says came from a keves. I mean, there's some... Right? So this is thousands of years ago, okay? About 40, 50, or 60 years ago now, today, I'm thinking when I was growing up, they created bypass surgery. Used to be if somebody had chas v'shalom, a bad valve, Baruch Hashem, the Manal's mother was able to have that done without even a surgery. That's a new Baruch Hashem. But younger people, they do surgery. With the older people, they do it that way. Younger people, they do surgery. They change the valve. Used to be they couldn't do that. The way they did that one, they could do when you're with the heart working. But the way they do it in a surgical thing, they have to literally cut the chest open and they have to take the valve, replace the valve. You can't do that while the heart's busy. So they put the heart on a bypass machine. That's a new machine. I mean, new, I don't mean new yesterday. That wasn't around 100 years ago. 100 years ago, a person had a bad valve. You live as long as you could live with a bad valve. There wasn't. Chazdei Hashem. The Eibishter made such a surgery. Now it's standard. Bypass surgery is not a chiddush b'chlal. Not even a chiddush. The bottom line is that they came up with, they're looking for different ways to replace the valve, what they should use. So they have synthetic valves, right? For younger people, they use synthetic valves because they last very long. But as a chassan, because you need blood thinners, if you have a synthetic valve. Then, or they could use a natural valve from an animal. So my is, you don't need blood thinners because it doesn't clot. The chassan is, cows don't live for a million years. They don't live 50 years either. So if you put in an animal valve, your chances are you got to replace it. So if the person's, you know. So now it's mommy's three groups. If a young person, they go in and they put in a valve, usually a mechanical valve. If it's a middle-aged person, they put in a natural valve that could last 15 years, whatever, 18 years. Person's in their 60s, 70s, they put in a valve, hopefully it'll last. If a person's risky surgery, high-risk surgery, like Baruch Hashem, the Manal's mother is a Skena, she should have many, many years in Mitzvah Shem, so there they don't do surgery b'chlal. Now, they have this taver that they could put in without a surgery b'chlal. But which two behemoths do they use for natural valves? Pig valve and a cow valve.
Could you imagine? This is going back. Mamish.
And Lamais and Chazal is put down. They found that these two are the best matches. So in the Torah, looked out thing. The Torah has everything in it. Right? Paray told Yosef, if you have an open channel with the Rabbanu Shalom, ain't nothing for Chacham Kamaicha. What's a Chacham? A Chacham is trying to look in the world and experience, try to figure something out from the world. That's working that way. You have a direct channel. Ain't nothing. He wasn't saying you're the smartest. Ain't nothing for Chacham Kamaicha. No nothing for Chacham could get to the wisdom that you have. Because you have a straight phone. You have that red phone. So maybe you have direct connection to Rabbanu Shalom. That's the Koyach HaTorah. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying here in Mishlei. That Torah has a milah that's machkimas pesi, and the way the Malbim teaches a pesi doesn't mean a fool. A pesi is somebody who lacks experience. The Torah gives you the advantage of every experience in life. How to deal, how to assess that situation, how to deal with that situation. That's through the Chochmas HaTorah. And that's what Shlomo Melech is saying, no matter how big of a Chochem you are, exactly what Pari said, ain't no Chochem kamoich. The Torah is a way of giving us wisdom how to deal in every situation that life presents. Okay.